So I got this court case coming up. I'm going to court. Dead Bug is going to court. Now, fortunately for me, I am the one bringing the court action. It's not against me. It's, you know, and I don't want to get into the particulars of it if you don't mind. And I ain't asking, but it's still daunting. If any of you have ever been to court before, me with my job, especially in my former life as a television investigative journalist, I always was in court. It seemed almost every week I would get subpoenaed because, you know, you discovered things and the cops would call you in. And it wasn't really daunting. After you sort of get through that first couple of times of being nervous about it, you get in there, you get a free lunch, you get paid, you know, you show up, and you do what you got to do as part of the job. And well, the only thing that'll really bug you is when the prosecutors will interview you. And, you know, especially in the 90s. I mean, things have changed now. But in the 90s and the late 80s, I can't even imagine beforehand, it must have been terrible. But, you know, you'd sit there and it's, you know, the prosecutor, I mean, the defense lawyer, you know, because the prosecutor are on your side. If you're like me, you're going in there. But the defense lawyer who are defending the people that are the bad guys or whatever, or perceived bad guys, they're there to make you look like an idiot. And, you know, they'll come up and they'll say, "So, Mr. Deadbug, on the night in question, can you tell us what you were doing at 9 o'clock that night?" "Well, I was in a restaurant in a Swiss chalet having dinner and a beer with my friend Ant-Man." "Ooh, you were? You're having dinner with your friend? Was he your friend, really? Did you guys go back to your place afterwards with your friend?" "Well, I don't know what that fucking's supposed to mean, like you're saying we're fags or something. Just answer the question, Mr. Deadbug. Did you go back to your apartment with your friend Ant-Man?" No, we didn't. Well, that's all, Mr. Deadbug. That's all. That's all, Your Honor." You know, and that's what these fucking guys are like. They're just there to sort of make, you know, the jury or whatever sort of cast doubt on you as a person. You know, I don't think they get away with it now. But anyway, so I'm going to court and I can't afford a fucking lawyer. It's too fucking expensive. It's just too fucking expensive. And the way they make it is you can get free legal. You know, you can get free legal representation if you're fucking down and out and homeless and a crackhead. Or fuck it, you can't. But then the people who are the defense, they can fucking get whatever they want. So I'm going in there without a lawyer. And that fucking terrifies me. You know, because, I mean, I've been in court lots of times. I consider myself an educated person, but I know that when you go into a court of law, there are only two ways to go. You have to go in like a total layman, a total fucking idiot. You got to act like a fucking idiot or a moron. Don't go in there and try to act fucking smart. Don't be a wise guy because they will fucking walk all over you. Like, and I fucking know that from experience. Like, you don't go in there and, you know, and like I said, they'll be asking all these questions. "Well, Your Honor, on the particulars of the page 3 of, as you can see down near the 3.1 of those particulars, Your Honor," and I can, they will fucking walk all over you, you know. You watch those fucking court movies, you know, the ones with Al Pacino and stuff, you know, that, "You're out of order, Your Honor. This whole court is out of honor. Order." It just don't work that way. It doesn't. And you can excuse me, you can think of any sort of question that you think they're going to ask you and prepare for it. They will fucking ask you the question you didn't prepare for. And then you just sit there and look like a fucking idiot. And you're messing through your papers and your notes and you get them all mixed up and you fucking drop stuff. You're sweating like a fucking rapist. And then it's just how it is. You literally have to go in there and just say, you know. So it's really, to me, it seems unfair. I guess it is what it is. And that's the way the justice works. It's aimed to totally have nothing. And I got to keep paying out. It seems like every time I got to pay out. Like, I sent them this subpoena or whatever, and they said they didn't receive it. And then I had to pay to have another one sent. So that's all you need to do is say you didn't receive it. It's like, holy fuck. And so it's daunting. So that's what I'm doing in 2 weeks. So it's just, I'll keep you updated on it. I wish I could bring a fucking camera in there or a recording device to just listen to me. Because, you know, and the funny thing is like, you know, I'm charming. You get a woman judge in there, and I'm fucking charming. But the first part of this case was over the phone. It was like one of those phone hearings. So you didn't see. You didn't see who you were talking to. And it's hard to be charming when you can't fucking see someone. You know what I mean? And then I sat there, and it was like I said, I was just trying to be smart. I was like, the particulars at 3 point. If you would look at the particulars. And they're like, yeah, shut the fuck up. And then their lawyer comes out. And this guy's obviously some fancy, fruity-ass fucking Englishman who's been educated so many fucking times. You know, he's probably a guy who wears a fucking cravat and a fucking bowler hat, you know, on his off days. And this guy walked all over me, you know. Well, Your Honor, if you could look at 3 points, you know. Well, he's English, and he's, well, Your Honor, if you will look down at 3.403, I would like to conclude that this case should be thrown out because the accuser clearly does not have a grasp of what he's talking about. You know, and then him and the judge start talking in all this fucking fancy talk. And like I said, the lawyer was the judge was a dude as well. So there's no fucking charm that's going to work on a dude. And I just felt, you know what I mean? And then the worst part is they'll ask what you do. You got to ask what you do. And, you know, if you say, well, I'm a, you know, a television director, or you say I'm a, you know, a journalist, they'll expect high things from you because they don't know what my industry's about. It's better to just say you're an unemployed crackhead because then they give you a little more leeway. If not, they'll walk all over you. So I'll keep you updated. 2 weeks. I'm scared shitless. And welcome to another episode of Getting to Know the Dead. And I am your handsome, lovable, rogue of a host, Deadbug. And, why, thank you. Thank you very much. And thank you for being here. Now, first up, I want to take the opportunity to welcome everyone from 1159 Media. All the newcomers, welcome to our humble abode. Yeah. And I gotta say that I love talking with True Crime Kent. Honestly, Kent is my type of guy. Blue collar, salt of the earth. If I were a homo, Kent would be my first port of call. Grow the fuck up, you bunch of homophobes. My first port of homo call. I'm not kidding you, because he's a guy just like me. I'm working class, blue collar, you know. And we spoke before the podcast. And he couldn't get rid of me afterwards. We were just laughing. It was just, I didn't even know I was being interviewed. And that's a good interviewer. You know, take it from me. I mean, that's my job for 20 years, interviewing people. Sometimes people you can't stand. And the job is to get it out and make it sound natural. And he was funny. He was really good. Like I said, we just really gelled. And I'm hoping to get him to do a podcast and do an interview with him. We got to do something together. Because he's just a great guy. Really, really funny. And, you know, I fucking hate talking about myself. I fucking hate it. I dreaded it. At first, I just dreaded it. I just was like, oh, my God, this is going to be horrible. Because, I mean, you know, this is people. There's the people you walk into the lunchroom at work, or you meet on a bus, and you ask them a question out of politeness, or you make a comment, and you can't fucking shut them up. You know, as soon as you say something, they're, well, I got this jacket when I was a bodyguard to the stars, and it is a splendiferous jacket, and I was a counselor. You know, you just can't fucking shut them up. And it's just their opportunity to fucking shine because they're so into them fucking selves that any human contact will precipitate into a fucking extra long conversation that makes you want to, you know, the verbal diarrhea is fucking spraying all over the room and it's hitting you right in the face. And I'm just not that type of person. I feel embarrassed. I just don't feel worthy enough to have any of the questions asked of me. And I usually deflect or practice avoidance techniques. You know, I mean, when my first kid was born, you had to write on the birth certificate what you did. And I kind of regret it now, but at the time,
I was hosting the, you know, I was a crime reporter for the 6 o'clock fucking news. And I wrote that I was a fucking garbage man, you know, occupation, garbage man. Nothing wrong with being a garbage man. But now whenever I need to, you know, it's just like, it's now I look at it and I think, oh my God, you know, I should have picked something more creative or something. Because then sometimes, like for immigration or things like that, you got to hand in your kids' birth certificate. And, you know, it's like they see garbage man. They're looking at me and they're looking down the thing. And something doesn't fit here. Like I said, nothing wrong. Sometimes I wish I was a garbage man. I think it'd be a better, a steadier line of work. But long and short of it is I don't like talking about myself. Talking with Kent was fantastic. It was really laugh. It was very organic. We had a good laugh. So I'm hoping we can do it again. And his fans, everybody I've spoken to are fucking great. Everybody. It's really weird how you judge people by their fans, you know? And I like to think that my fans are a bit alternative. They got a sense of humor. They don't take life too seriously. They're not too sensitive. If they are, they're not my fans for too long. but you sort of judge the creator, if you will, or whatever you want to call us or ourselves, by the fan. And it's funny because I'll see comments in the YouTube section, and it's really fucking weird. You can almost predict. I can now. I play the game, predict who this person is a fan of. You know what I mean? Like, they'll sit there and they'll tell me, it's really fucking weird. They'll say, yo, your cheesy voice is cringe. You're cringe. This content is cringe. And then you go over to the page and they're a fan of, say, Criminally Listed. And you think, I'm cringe? And you're a fan of Criminally Listed? You know, you think, what? Or they'll say, you know, this is, you know, you are cheesy and, you know, you're so cheesy and over the top and with your bad jokes. And then you go over to their page and they're fans of Rob Dyke. Nothing personal against these people, but you're judging me against Rob Dyke and you're calling me cheesy? You know what I mean? And it's just, I just think every channel has a different kind of fan. And that's okay. You know, everybody should just be, you know, you've got the fan of the true crime channel where the guy's just sitting in front of the microphone reading from Reddit, you know, with a backwards baseball cap. And, you know, some people think that they're the true crime kings, that they're, you know, that they're the ones that everybody should watch. And that's okay. We all add. And I know that my fan base is more of an alternative group of people that may not, it will never be a large group. I'm never going to have 3 million subs, and that's okay. You know, that's okay, because there's something for everybody, and we all have to enjoy what those channels bring. But I think that 1159 Media, they're just my type of people, very similar. I listened, you know, I instantly went and signed up to the Patreon, because it's just enjoyable stuff. It's funny. They're not afraid of saying stuff, and you know, because anybody who knows me knows that I'm just being silly. And I think that they have that same sort of thing, and they're just being silly. And that's what I enjoyed about Kent. Very silly. You know, we don't take ourselves too seriously. And, you know, and like I said, there's some channels, you got some broad fucking applying her makeup, being serious, talking about a crime. And then they're coming back to me saying that I'm not respectable. Okay. It's just perception. I think we should all just, you know, everybody just do their own thing. And that's the emphasis on do your own thing. You know, don't copy people. You know, be creative, be original. And that's what I like, again, about 1159. They're very original. And I think that's why they're popular. And I think that's why they have some very cool fans. Now enough kissing ass, and let's get on with this shit. So 2022, happy motherfucking New Year. Fuck. What a fucking waste of a year 2021 was. I fucking tell you. Just like 2020. Like, fucking never happened. You know? It's, for me, it's just like it never fucking happened. I don't know what you guys did. I worked right through Christmas. I didn't even take a fucking break, a day off. Even on Christmas Day, I was still fucking doing stuff. I didn't, if you see how I posted, I even posted more stuff. I was just like, fuck. There was just nothing. I couldn't see my kids because I couldn't travel. It was totally depressing. All I did was drink. I don't know if it was that way for any of you guys, but for me, it was just alcohol. I got a whole big fucking box of wine in. Not boxed wine, I might add. I haven't sunk to that level yet. My box of wine. You know those boxes that you used to fucking, your parents had in the fridge, and they were like a box, and they had a little fucking distiller thing at the bottom, and you used to be able to fucking steal it, because your parents would never, they could never measure it, because you couldn't see it. You'd fucking, you know, my parents used to get those. And you'd fill up a fucking, you know, an empty milk jug with it, and go to a party. You know, and it still had a bit of milk in it that had curdled, and you offer some to your friend, and they sort of turn up the nose, and you're like, what the fuck? It's alcohol. What are you, Princess Di? Drink it. I got my jug of sipping wine. Like it's moonshine or something. But no, I got a box of wine, and I just fucking sat and fucking drank and worked. Because it was just so fucking, I figured if I stopped, I'd get down. I'm not sure. I know Christmas is a hard time for a lot of people, New Year's and stuff like that. And then, you know, for New Year's, I just went to bed. Me and my cat. That's the only pussy I got. Just like, fuck. It's just so fucking depressing, isn't it, you know? Because it's just, I just want things to fucking change. To some degree. And then the worst part is I've got, I watch hockey. And the fucking, because of the COVID, there was my team got fucking, you know, they put on hold. So there was no hockey. So the one thing that I had, they took away from me. It was just like, fuck. The one thing I have. It was so pathetic. I don't know if anybody else has any pathetic stories, but for me, that was just like, fuck, man. So I'm sitting there on fucking Christmas Eve watching $6 Million Man. A bottle of red. And I was going to have a couple of friends over, but then everybody backed out because suddenly the fucking, you're not allowed to gather and this new strain and everything. So I bought some party foods. So all I was eating was these fucking party food, like these mini sausages and mini spring rolls and fucking, you know, mini chili shrimp rolls and stuff. So I wasn't even eating fucking normal food. It's like, you know, every breakfast, it's like mini chili rolls, mini spring rolls. Because I had to get rid of it. It was pathetic. I should have done a fucking video, like a documentary. The last days of Deadbug. Fuck. So I'm glad it's over, to be honest with you. But I'm not holding out much hope for the new year. And I was hoping to travel, because I got family in Western Australia, some of which are kids. And that's where most of my family is. And I can't even do that. Their borders are still locked. Which is pretty depressing because you don't even have a date to look forward to. Where you can say, we're all going to see each other at this date. We'll all be together again. And I'm not sure if it's just me, but you actually get to this point where you just want to give up. And you think, ah, oh, fuck it. I'm gonna skip fucking brushing my hair today. It's just like, what's the fucking point? And you're just sitting around in your track pants all day. You're wearing your give up on life pants, as I like to call them. I'm just home by myself with my cat. I don't even need to put some pants on. So you just walk around fucking with no pants. Then it's suddenly, what's the point? I don't even need a glass for this wine. So I'm walking around without my pants, drinking from a bottle of wine, eating fucking party snacks.
Listening to Phil Collins.
And then I got my cat who's just standing there, staring at me with this look on his face like, what the fuck is going on here? You know, we don't even put pants on anymore. You just fucking walk around with your dick hanging out. Fuck, this is fucked. Take me in a cab to one of those cat shelters or I'm going to run away myself. And I'm just sitting there with a mini cocktail sausage hanging out of my mouth, fucking drinking from a bottle, saying, what's your fucking problem? How dare you judge me, motherfucker? You clean your asshole with your tongue. Oh, fuck. I could go on and on about it. And, you know, the motivation, because you think, well, you know, because some people, you read these fucking, you get these sort of motivational things come up on your phone and stuff saying, you know, exercise. There's these exercise programs you can do. And to be honest with you, I fucking tried the whole TV exercise thing, but the fucking wine kept falling out of my glass. And it's impossible to eat those fucking cocktail party snacks when you're fucking exercising. So it's just like, fuck it. I give up. I'm just, take me. Do what, Mother Nature, do what you want with me. If I'm meant to be 300 pounds, I'm meant to be it. And then also, you get fucking cranky. You get, because you got no human contact. You're drinking your boxed wine. You're eating all those mini cocktail sausages. And then when you finally go out,
which I went out to my local supermarket.
And, you know, fucking cashiers can be really fucking rude, especially ones that have been doing it for years. And this fucking old broad said to me, like, you put the wine on the conveyor belt, and you're supposed to apparently do it front-wise, not sideways. I don't know why. For the well-being of the conveyor belt. And I put it down, and fuckers, I had tons of stuff. And I said, well, you got to put that way. You know, she told me that way. And, like, she didn't say, please, nothing. She said it, like, almost like I fucking worked it. And I was like, who the fuck do you think you're fucking talking to, lady? No wonder your husband don't want to go to bed with you. You need to learn some ladies etiquette. So the long and the short of it is good riddance 2020 and good riddance 2021. Oh, God. Coffee, I fucking need it. Now let's talk current affairs and what's in the news. Now, I don't want to get too much into it, but there's anybody who's been following this whole Ghislaine Maxwell trial and the fact that they might have a retrial. It's quite fucking interesting because they got this fucking guy. His name's Scotty. That fucking says it all. Scotty, who was sexually abused. He was on the fucking jury and he's, you know, and I haven't even heard his voice, but I can... You know, he said he was a survivor of sexual abuse, but apparently he lied on the documentation or the survey, the court document that you have to fill out. And I've had to fill out a few of those, and you really can't lie. You got to be pretty precise with it because a lot of things relies on it, you know. So he just didn't say that he was sexually abused. So I guess someone got at his ass pussy. And now he's been fucking flapping his fucking gums anonymously everywhere as Scotty.
Scotty, I was sexually abused.
And he's fucking the trial. They could be doing the whole fucking trial again because of Scotty. And Scotty went in there and he convinced the jury. The jury apparently weren't so sure about the witnesses. And I have to say, in my personal opinion, the witnesses, there's a real unbalanced group here. They're the ones that you can believe and they're ones that are in it for the money. And looking for a fucking payday. And apparently, so Scotty convinced the jurors that about being sexual, you know, you can't remember things. You don't remember the exact moment a dick went in your ass. But believe me, you remember the long-term effects. Diapers! And so this guy's fucking opened his mouth, so they're going to fucking... This whole thing, they might have to do again. Which, I don't even know how they fucking do it again. Because if anything... When you retry something, the witnesses become better. They become more, but the mistakes that they made on the first time, well, and they're not going to make again. And that's the same with the prosecutors become better, and the defense lawyers become better. But the only thing bad about this is that people start to remember things, and they start reading off a script, and it sounds very phony. So the witnesses will start to sound very, very phony because they've already got their story and they've rehearsed it, and now it will start to sound like a script. So I don't think it's, you know, I mean, I guess for Ghislaine Maxwell, it's going to be better that she's retried again, but I don't think overall it's going to be better for anybody. It's going to be a long, arduous process. You know, and I'm sick of the whole fucking thing. I'm fed up the fact that they're not releasing any fucking names, that they're protecting all these big fucking money men. This makes me so angry. And I'm really fed up of seeing that Virginia Roberts mug showing up on every newscast, you know, looking for another payday. I think she's as guilty as fucking Ghislaine Maxwell for fucking getting these women involved. I don't think she's a victim. I think she's looking for a payday. Now she's, you know, suing Prince, whatever the fuck his name is, looking for another payday, even though she signed a contract saying she wouldn't look for another payday. And I know the problem with her, and I've heard this from, like I said, insiders and people in the industry, is that her stories change. Her testimonies are inconsistent. They don't match. She changes dates of when she was this and when she was that. But, I mean, technically, she was 17 years old, and she was legal in New York and Florida, I think, for the age of consent. And, you know, defense lawyers don't want to fucking touch her because they just think that she's that sort of fucking bomb in a box, you know, or where they just don't want to open it up and fucking because she's not credible. But she's still out there, still looking for fucking money. And, you know, still holding a picture of her. If I have to see one more stupid picture of her, showing a picture of her when she was 17 years old, looking sad. I mean, I saw a picture on the fucking of her now on the beach. And I don't want to victim shame, but she's been living the fucking good life, man. There's a she's had a few burritos on that, you know, because she made 7 million pounds or dollars or whatever. So she's doing pretty good. So I feel sorry for the true victims, because I know they're there. But like I said, I think there's a split. I think there's people looking for a payday. And there's people, you know, that are victims. And I think the victims should be compensated. But, like I said, I mean, just the stories I've heard about her, you know, in interviews. Do you want me to cry at this point? I can cry if you want, that sort of thing, and that sort of shit, you know, and charging a fortune, you know, only that, letting them ask her 10 questions, and each question costs a couple of $1,000. She knows how to make the money. But let's see what happens. I hope we find out some of these names. I hope they start naming some of those people that are on the plane. And I don't know why these women haven't come out. I mean, you know, part of me thinks that the true women that are owed this compensation, maybe shame-wise or whatever, aren't coming forward. Because, I mean, fuck, no one's named anybody. We don't know anybody. No one else has been arrested. It's been fucking Epstein and fucking Ghislaine Maxwell. It's like Ghislaine Maxwell is taking the fall for everything, you know. And I know, you know, I know she's not a good person. I know she did some bad things. But come on, fuck. You know, she could be construed as a victim just as much as any of the other. I don't think there's much of a difference between her and Virginia Roberts, in my opinion. You know, they both went out and got girls. And, you know, it's like Virginia Roberts' ex-boyfriend was saying, you know, she was fucking, girls were coming out with wads of money in the bikinis, laughing. They were going to the mall, buying designer stuff, getting their nails done, you know, eating. He said he never saw anybody that seemed to be trapped. She was getting on, doing what she wanted, going to Florida with her buddies, hanging out on the beach. He didn't see those sort of things. So who knows? We weren't there, but I'd still like to I don't know what you guys think, but I'd like to see some of these people named. I'd like to see a Clinton named if he was involved. I'd like to see a Bill Gates name if he was involved, you know, Trump or whatever. I'd like to start to see some names, but then all of it's sealed. I guarantee if it were you and I and we went on trial, nothing would be sealed. Fucking sealed. You're fucking protecting the rich, in my opinion. Now, there was a couple other things that I noticed in the news that I wanted to talk about. And one of them is, like, you go about your life, you know, the trials, the tribulations. We know it's a struggle. Now, I was reading that these people are on vacation, they're on a boat ride, they're in Brazil, and they're looking at a waterfall. And part of the cliff fell off the rock face onto the boat and killed 7 people. And injured, I don't know how many. I mean, fuck. I mean, what the fuck? You know what I mean? It's just like one of those things. It's like, fuck. Is there a God? You know, just like, fuck. Hey, look, everyone, just look. And this is the time of our life. An amazing vacation, honey. Ah! Fuck. It just shows how fleeting things are. But I guess on a positive side, that something like that will never happen to me, because I'm walking around in my fucking, without any pants on, drinking from a bottle of wine, eating mini cocktail franks. So no cliff face is ever going to fall on me. So I guess there's a positive to things. Now, I don't know if any of you guys have been following this whole Novak. I'm not even going to try I'm not a tennis fan, except for the women. If they're hot chicks, I'll watch it. This Australian tennis, Serbian, I guess he is, tennis guy. And they've delayed him, you know, they've denied him getting in and everything. So apparently they've lost their bid to delay his visa hearing. And they're still fucking with him. And apparently this guy was fucking questioned for 6 hours. He was fucking sleep deprived. He was a fucking millionaire tennis guy. And Australia's treating him like shit. Talk about a totalitarian fucking government. Whether you're for a vaccine or against the vaccine. I'm not going to get into that, because I think everybody's got their own personal ideas and their views. And I got mine, but it's not my place to say something, and I don't want to get into that sort of argument. But the fact, because, I mean, like I said, I've got family in Australia, and I've sort of been denied going there now for 2 fucking years. And it's just fucked up. Like, fuck you guys. Like, fuck, fuck, fuck. You know what I mean? Fuck you for keeping families apart. Fuck you for stopping people from going to family members' funerals and stuff. I mean, God forbid, like I said, I got old relatives over there, and if they passed, I wouldn't be able to go there. You know, fuck you for all that bullshit. That really upsets me. So I hope this guy fucking wins.
And as I said, it's not a COVID thing. It's really just about government abuse of power. Nazi regime, really. And that's what Australia's fucking, it seems like it's turning into. And, you know, I don't want to offend any Australians because it has nothing to do with the people. It's the government. And yeah, they can fucking brag. Wow, we protecting everybody. Well, yeah, you know, start wearing a fucking plastic condom when you fucking go out every day as well. That'll protect you. But I mean, you still, you know, you still got to fucking value people's rights and their abilities for freedom and that. So I hope he wins. It's an interesting, I'm following it. Like I said, I'm not a tennis fan. But, I mean, this guy went in there thinking he was going to get in. He'd cleared. He'd done all the paperwork. And now they're sticking him in some sort of refugee fucking motel and treating him like a piece of shit. And he's like a fucking millionaire, you know? But I'm going to keep following it. And on a sad note that I saw, and at first I thought it was Sinead O'Connor because he looked so much like his mom. But Sinead O'Connor's kid, it looked like he killed himself. He's like a teenage, her teenage son, Shane, and he disappeared and he went and killed himself. Now, I don't know much about the particulars of it. 17 years old. How sad. How sad that any life, for any reason, and the fact that he'd take his own life. I mean, we all know being a teenager sucks. We look back at it and we say, oh, geez, that was great and everything. But being a teenager is such an uncertain time, you know? And very sad. And you just wonder what sort of life this kid had, because, in all truthfulness, Sinead Connor, although a great singer, what a fucking nutcase, you know? One minute she's a fucking lesbian, next minute she's a fucking nun, next minute just always fucking going on about shit and how depressed she is and fucking tattoos on her forehead or whatever she's fucking doing. And this poor little dear child, I mean, he must have, the uncertainty in the life that he had directly reflected on his mom's obviously diminished mental state. And like I said, I saw a picture of the kid. I'm only mentioning it because, like, what a beautiful kid. It makes me very sad. Children, I mean, you got to live your life. I mean, God, 17 years old, what do you know? 20, what do you know? You mean your life is just starting. The poor little kid took his life. Like I said, I don't know the particulars on it, but I had to say something because she's always in the media fucking harping on about how fucking miserable her fucking life is and how her mom died and wouldn't give her ring and all shit like that. Just fucking anything that she can, it seems, to get into the news. Just shut the fuck up and sing Nothing Compares to You or something. You got lots of money. So now that I've solved all the ills of the world, I guess I can get back to my business of walking around without my pants on, drinking box wine, eating cocktail sausages. And I'll let you guys do whatever you's gonna do on this Sunday. And I'll see you next time on Getting to Know the Dead. And this is your host, Dead Bug, saying, I'm out of here and adios. Oh yeah, and one more thing. If anybody's having any hard times understanding Patreon, not being able to see things, just mention it in the comments section and someone will help you. And because, you know, you gotta have full use. If you're paying to be here, you gotta be able to use it. Okay? Anyway, you guys have a great day and weekend.